Hello, Damien. It's good to see you. You wanted to talk about your assignment, blogs and their impact on society.
Yes, that's right. I thought it would be better to discuss it with you first, just to make sure I'm going in the right direction.
Okay, and you're happy with your choice of subject? I've always wanted to do a bit of blogging myself, but I've just never found the time.
Really? That's not the case for me. I've never been into it, to be honest. I'm interested as it fits well with the other things I'm researching.
Well, you never know. You might have become a great fan of it by the end of the assignment. Now, what would you like to discuss?
Right. Well, as you know, I'm focusing on some of the major impacts that blogging has had on our way of life. I mean, I don't really agree with the idea that it's made society any more open and honest than in the past.
Don't you? I would say there are fewer secrets these days, especially in industry.
I get what you're saying. I guess that's something I could look into if I get the opportunity. But I think it's more about giving people confidence to exchange views on things they hold different opinions about, especially issues that often create disagreement.
Yes, I can see that, of course. But these types of discussions can easily offend people, can't they? This can cause huge problems for certain sectors of society.
I'm not convinced. I know there are some people who think bloggers spread stories that don't have a lot of truth, and I can see how some people might get upset, but I don't really see that as an issue, to be honest. There is a threat of it becoming an addiction, though, and that's an angle I want to explore.
I think you may be missing something, Damien. But let's not talk about that now. So, what's the future of blogging as you see it? I assume you're going to cover that.
Absolutely. I certainly don't think we're going to see the end of this way of communicating. By the time I'm retired, I expect other methods of sharing information simply won't exist anymore. There'll be no more newspapers, for example. Like it or not, we'll all have been blogging for years.
I'm not so sure. Scientific discoveries are happening all the time. I wouldn't be surprised if something more modern hadn't taken its place by then. In fact, I'm quite sure something will have.
I'm not sure I agree, but I guess we'll see. Okay, so I'm happy so far, but I do think I'm going to face a few obstacles, and there's one I'm particularly worried about.
Yes, I expect you'll find it hard to stick to the main points. Especially if you haven't blogged before.
Well, I admit I do find it really difficult, only giving factual information, but I'm confident I'm going to overcome that with practice. So I don't envisage that will be a problem.
What about the need to blog regularly?
Well, I don't update my social media status daily. It's really hard as I don't know what to say, but that's different, isn't it? No, I guess it's the first time I'll have really had to think about what I'm saying, and, well, I just don't want to come across as dull.
I'm sure that won't be the case. In fact, I have a few ideas about how you.